Several area law enforcement agencies executed a search warrant and reportedly recovered over $100,000 in stolen property in Pettis County. According to a news release yesterday, Pettis County deputies with assistance by the Missouri State Highway Patrol Rural Crimes Unit, Missouri State Park Rangers, and investigators with the National Insurance Crime Bureau reportedly served a search warrant at a residence on Alexander Road in northeastern Pettis County for stolen vehicles as well as various farm and lawn equipment. The search resulted from a joint investigation by the Pettis County Sheriff's Office and other agencies into a series of thefts that have occurred over the past several months. Reportedly, one person has been apprehended whose name has not been released, with additional arrests anticipated as the investigation continues. Anyone with information on this matter is urged to call the Pettis County Crime Stoppers Tips Hotline at 660-827-8477. Callers may remain anonymous, and information leading to an arrest can result in a reward. Two area residents were arrested and charged with felonies for alleged drug possession earlier this week in Saline County. According to a probable cause statement on August 23rd, Missouri State Highway Patrol troopers responded to a report of alleged drug activity at McAllister Springs Access parking lot on Route K near Sweet Springs. Upon arrival, troopers reportedly noticed a truck in the parking lot and spoke with the driver, 48-year-old Robert Graff of Knobnoster, and passenger, 23-year-old Raven Welch of Sedalia. The troopers reportedly detected the odor of marijuana and allegedly noticed raw marijuana on the floorboard of the vehicle. A search of the vehicle ensued, which reportedly uncovered methamphetamine, marijuana wax, and various drug paraphernalia. Reportedly, a search of Welch's person at the Saline County Jail allegedly discovered her to be in possession of more illegal drugs. Online court documents state Graff has been charged with a Class C felony for delivery of controlled substance, and Welch has been charged with two Class D felonies for delivery or possession of a controlled substance at a correctional facility and possession of a controlled substance. Also, both have been charged with two drug-related misdemeanors. Bond for Graff was set at $50,000 and Welch is set at $7,500, each cash or surety. Online court documents also state Graff and Welch each appeared via video for arraignment hearings on August 25th, where their causes are continued for a counsel status hearing at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, September 6th at the Saline County Circuit Court in Marshall. And more than three dozen bricks have been added to an area courthouse grounds to honor veterans. According to former Northern District Commissioner Charlie Guthrie, volunteers placed 37 bricks at the Veterans Walk of Honor on the west side of the Saline County Courthouse in Marshall on Saturday, August 19th. During a meeting of the Saline County Commission in June, commissioners approved the date of Friday, September 8th, for the usage of the courthouse lawn for a brick dedication ceremony. According to Guthrie, the brick ceremony will begin at 10 a.m. For more information, you can contact Guthrie at 660-631-9355. KMMO News Time is 12:35. James Conroe, age 77, of Glasgow, died yesterday. Arrangements are pending with Fremont Free's funeral home in Glasgow. Graveside services for 70-year-old Nina Jane Reed of Blue Springs, who died Thursday, will be at 1 p.m. today at Salt Fork Cemetery in Cooper County. There'll be no visitation. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 82-year-old Betty Lou Adelit, formerly of Boonville, who died August 14th, will be at 1 p.m. today at Howard Funeral Home in Boonville. Burial will follow in Walnut Grove Cemetery. Funeral services for 91-year-old Loretta Cook of Slater, who died Tuesday, will be at 2 p.m. today at First Baptist Church in Slater, where visitation begins at 1. Burial will follow at Miami Cemetery. Weicker Funeral Home in Slater is in charge of arrangements. Memorial graveside services for 97-year-old Dolores D. Sims of Kansas City and formerly of Marshall, who died Thursday, will be at 11 a.m. on Monday at Sunset Garden Cemetery in Marshall. No visitation will be held. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Memorial services for 49-year-old Betty Louise Metter of Hardin, who died Tuesday, will be at 2 p.m. on Monday at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Interment will be held at a later date at Hardin Cemetery. Graveside services for 98-year-old Francis May King of Sedalia, who died Thursday, will be at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday at Miller's Chapel Cemetery in Pettis County, where family visitation begins at 10 a.m. Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Graveside services for 67-year-old Kirk Richards of Kansas City, and formerly of Marshall, who died August 17th, will be at 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday at Ridge Park Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Memorial services for 76-year-old Kathleen Eccles of Sedalia, who died yesterday, will be at 10 a.m. on Wednesday at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where visitation will be held from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Burial will follow Wednesday service in Memorial Park Cemetery in Sedalia. Funeral services for 65-year-old Linda Sue Davis Leonard of Boonville, who died Thursday, will be at 10 a.m. on Wednesday at Howard Funeral Home in Boonville, where visitation will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday. Burial will follow Wednesday service in Bunston Masonic Cemetery. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.